Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name's Blake and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, where do we find hope? When I first joined AA, at my very first meeting, I was pretty hopeless. I'd just been thrown out by my family, and I was very depressed. In fact, the blokes at the door of the meeting looked at me and said, "You look like you're in the right place." What I achieved at the meeting was some comfort and some hope. I got some comfort from the fact that there were obviously other people like me. In fact, people had even worse stories than I have. Indeed, I learnt later in AA that no matter how bad the story you've got, someone else can still top it. I also derived some hope. There were people there with terrible drinking stories, but who had been sober for 5 or 10 or 20 years, and I thought perhaps I could be one of them. When I looked at the steps, I immediately identified with steps 1 and 2. I knew that drinking was out of control, that my life had become unmanageable through drinking. And I also knew, after many years of attempting to give up under my own steam, that I needed some help. What I think is the twofold hope of step 2 is, first of all, that there is a higher power who is able to help us, and secondly, that higher power will help us if asked. Being an agnostic, I don't believe in an interventionist God, and I didn't think there was any agency of that sort that would help me. What I found hope in and came to believe is that there is help in AA. Obviously, AA should be able to help because that's what AA is about. And as I very soon found, AA help is available as soon as I asked. Having been brought up in New Zealand playing rugby, I had at that stage believed that real men don't ask for help. But once I'd overcome that, I was able to get help from AA and my hopes were realised. I was helped in so many ways. Individual members would go talk to me, help me, encourage me, praise me when I did good things, give me practical advice. AA meetings were enormously helpful. I've never been to a meeting where I haven't got some benefit from it. And I studied the wisdom of AA literature. The result of all that was that I was able to give up drinking, and I have been sober now for many years. Not only have I enjoyed the benefits of sobriety, it's an ongoing delight to me that life is in fact so pleasant when I'm not drinking. As someone once said, I've tried drunk and I've tried sober, and believe me, sober is better. So to sum up, I found hope in Alcoholics Anonymous, and that hope was in fact realised, and with the help of Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm going to go on enjoying sobriety one day at a time. Thank you very much for listening.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.